What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds. Hey guys, welcome to dinner. To What's for Dinner? I'm Flip Schultz. God, I feel like I'm a game show host. Welcome to What's for Dinner. I'm your host, Flip Schultz. Well, this week, guys, it's kind of fun. I have the brand new What's for Dinner recorder thing, and it's portable, and I could take it with me to anywhere, really. So I decided, since we're in Fresno right now, Allison and I are working up here, I'm like, yeah, Allison is actually, as we speak, we're in our hotel room right now, and Allison is off mic sewing. She is doing a wonderful wifely, I don't want to say wifely duty, because it's not duty, but she's doing me a great favor by stitching up some holes I have in my shorts. So Allison is here. She's
I have my own mic.
You have
Hello!
Your own mic. Yes.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm stitching.
Yeah,
I'm
we don't
a
have
woman.
Headphones on, but trust me, baby, the volume is going through.
I'm a woman. I am darning.
You are a wonderful woman. Yeah, so we're in Fresno right now. We just had two amazing shows.
Yes, Fresno.
You are.
I'm terrible.
Silly. No, you're awesome, baby. So yeah, we're here in Fresno, and we're just doing a road podcast, a road dinner. We're out to dinner. Ah,
Whoa.
I like that. Out to dinner. That's what we'll call this podcast, Flip and Allison Out to Dinner.
We should just do that if we actually are having dinner somewhere while podcasting.
Can we do that?
Can they hear you when you're talking like that?
No, they can't. Hi.
Well, see, now you're
No, I'm back.
Taking
right.
away the fourth wall. I don't know. That didn't make any sense.
No, so we're here in Fresno, and this is... Last two nights, we've done comedy in not comedy club venues, which can always be weird, right? Always be weird, because you never know if people are there to see comedy or if they're there drinking and then somebody just does a comedy show, which is the worst kind of show. Like, that's the thing. Like, if I'm ever doing a show in, like, a bar or something and people are talking real loud and, you know, or whatever, I can't get mad at them because they just wanted to come to a bar to drink and then somebody said, okay, now we're going to do comedy. And they're like, what the fuck?
We got to listen to this crap.
Yeah, it's not their fault. It's like me coming into your living room when you're just hanging out going, okay, I'm going to do comedy now. So, you know, whenever if somebody ever gets a little rowdy or loud at one of those venues, I just say, hey, look, I know this isn't, you know, this isn't what you came to hear. We're kind of forcing this on you. If you could just do us a favor. Yeah, just do us a favor. Keep it down. If you want to talk, could you just go outside just for another hour and then we'll be done. You know, this is just something that we do to keep ourselves up in practice, blah, blah, blah. And generally, people are really nice about it. So I was like going, oh, was this going to be the kind of same situation? Turned out to be great. The first,
oh, they were fabulous, both of them.
Yeah, first show was at a an Italian restaurant, actually, where...
Which can definitely be iffy with
it
our
can
kind of
be iffy, but they actually knew it was comedy. They sold tickets to a comedy show that happened to be in an Italian restaurant.
They kicked out kids if they didn't leave with their families by 9 o'clock.
Which was definitely a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I got scared shitless when I saw an 8-year-old in the corner while I was like, oh, tuning up for my 69 and blowjob songs.
Yes.
Which
that
consequently, they probably wouldn't have understood. They'd have been like, blow what?
Those kids definitely would have gotten a little dose of...
Blow bubbles? Bubbles is the boy down the road.
What's that?
And they don't understand what they're talking about when they make those jokes.
It's so funny. Like, I just put the headphones in the thing so I can make sure we're having good levels. And I'm like, Allison sounds a little far away. And then I realize you can't see this, but Allison literally has a microphone in her lap while she's
darning.
Hunched over, darning.
I'm darning your stuff, honey.
Where did that term darning come to? Is that like,
That's
darn it,
means,
can
like
you fix this?
Socks. By the way, I did a real pretty job. It looks pretty. It looks like a professional did it.
Even, it's awesome, baby.
You're welcome.
I didn't say thank you. I just said it's awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, baby.
Ouch.
You all right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're just hanging in our hotel room. So, yeah, the Italian restaurant. Excuse me. Great show. And then last night we were at
Mother Mary's for all of our Fresno listeners. We got you.
Yes, Mother Mary's. Great venue. Great owner.
Great food.
Great food. And then last night we were at O'Sullivan's which we had done last time. Another great crowd. Allison killed it last night.
Oh, man. They were freaking... They were ready for me. I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it.
By the way, what did you think of when we went up together and I called you out on the old in-the-mouth thing?
Oh, Jesus. Well, that happened, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
I didn't think anything of it. I don't really... You know me. I don't care. But it's just... I think they like it when you catch me off guard, but you just have to know I'm not going to really know what's going to come out of my mouth. So
that's why I'm there.
That's why when you're talking about what's going in my mouth, you got to be careful what's going to come out of mine.
Wow.
Well, you said it.
I didn't just say. You just said that.
You said it.
I didn't put any of those words in your mouth.
Where's a lighter? Do you have a lighter? I should have a lighter.
I was going to say, of all the people in this relationship, we have lighters.
But I'm set here. There you go.
What are you trying to do?
So, people, yeah, we are here doing commodity. And sorry. If anybody hears this, which they're not going to, I think we're uploading it next week.
This is going to be in a couple of weeks. So anybody in Fresno, if you're listening to this, you've missed it. But we already know
come
we're going to be back
here
December 7th. We'll be back in Fresno. So we already got pre-booked. That's awesome. And thank you. If those shorts are done.
Well, if that's all you needed me to do, then yes.
Yes, I believe those were the only issues with the shorts. Let me have them. Let me try them on. But she's that's a neat little trick I taught you, huh?
You didn't teach me that.
Yes, I
know that.
Did.
You did not teach me that.
Oh, I did.
You honestly think that you... Okay, I just lit the end of a loose hair with a lighter. I mean, not a loose hair.
Hair?
No, a loose string, whatever.
That's how I cut Flip's hair. I turn it on fire. I just light
you
it.
Turn it on fire?
I
you
light
turn
it on?
On
fire.
If you're going to get me, I'm going to get you, sucker. No, what I'm saying is you, for whatever reason, think that I've never, not in my entire life, had ever seen somebody light a loose string with fire before. I'm sorry, Flipper. Maybe I didn't realize at the time that you were the person who were to do something like that. I didn't realize that you were up on those little tricks, those little, old wives' tales.
Hey, I took home ec.
Yeah, but you didn't teach me that shit.
I thought I did.
No?
This is twisted in the back. Can you fix it, honey?
Jesus.
Can you fix my clothes?
Gosh.
Thank you. Let me see. I'm putting my hands where the... It feels good. Thank you, honey. You did all the stitchy. Yay. You should be a tailor.
Wait, come here. There's like, from your last work, there's a lot of extra hairs happening.
What, this?
Yeah.
No, that's normal. That wasn't from me. That's just...
Well, let's light it.
Light it on fire, bitch.
Come here.
Come here, son.
This is the most interesting podcast. This
it's
is
just us.
Just doing us doing house. Housework. And, oh, you're good. Light my clothes on fire, honey. Good. You're lighting, literally lighting a fire in our hotel room. It's come fine. On, baby. Light my... Yeah. Ow. It's good.
It's fine.
Embers are falling to the Hampton Inn burned down today because a woman was trying to cut a string off her husband's shorts.
It's fine.
I know. Come on the bed, baby.
Oh, well,
here.
I was working. I was darning away, Hedy.
I know you were, but you're done darning. So, yeah, I was saying, so last night you killed that show last night.
Oh, baby, thank you. I
those are always
time.
Fun shows, too, and I know a lot of it was...
Well, they had heard about us. They told everybody that was coming what to expect, so...
We have a reputation up
oh,
in Fresno.
Oh, aren't we cute?
We are cute. Yeah, so tonight is going to be fun. Well, actually, last night, which was great last night, is Allison and I... Like, I'm getting proud of you, Allison.
Getting?
I'm talking about as a comedian.
Aw, thanks, babe.
Because, like, Allison's act, and if anybody's a fan of the show, you've obviously heard past shows and probably have seen Allison and myself one time out of the live or online, at least. And you know Allison, the dirty guitar girl. You do dirty parody songs, primarily, you know? And they kill. But
after, like, 15 minutes of straight songs, it's just... It doesn't really matter how funny you think that it is. Like, I can't just do song after song after song, and you'd be like, oh, 30 minutes in, we're still down for more music.
More
yeah, and so...
So last night, so Allison, actually, over the past little while, has been working on what we call talkie jokes.
Well, for me, that's what I call them. People in the business call them
jokes.
Material.
We call them jokes.
Yeah.
You call
I
them
call
talkie
them talkings.
So, Allison, you want to lie back?
No, baby, I'm fine where I'm at.
So Allison has been working on some talking jokes that have been doing pretty well. It feels good, doesn't it, babe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
especially when I've been realizing recently where certain things need certain talking jokes and realize when the talking jokes aren't quite enough. Like, I'm touching on something that's a good idea, but I got to, like, kind of keep going with it because it's sort of left field. And I've been realizing really how to, like, write for my voice.
Well, you're learning what your voice is.
Yeah.
Which is good. And so yesterday you came up with a talking joke. We're just going to call it that for you. About your Victoria's Secrets, and which is a line that you'd had.
Oh, I've been saying the line. I'll just tell everybody. I've been saying this line since since I got boobs. Basically, any time that I would wear a bra, and friends, I mean, I always wear a bra that kind of increases my size by at least like 1.5 cups, because I've got kind of a, I'll just out myself right now. I've got a little B, like a B minus.
Little B, but a huge V. Your V is so fucking big.
It makes up for the little B.
Your little
B. A huge gaping V. No, anyways, the
is that going to be a new bit in the act now? I've got little B's, but a huge V.
I don't want to really shout out to the rooftops that I have a huge V, because that's not a fun. I think I'm still. Never mind. Okay. Nope. I think I'm still a little T in the V.
T in the V?
I'm still a little T in the V. Like, we seem like I'm still some old decrepit thing here with a fucking sagging.
My V still got some T in it, and if you can find my C, you'll see me give an O.
Crickets in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. So I basically have a B minus. It there's such a small B that when I buy a regular B, I'm still kind of like waiting, like it's like I'm waiting in the water.
So the bit
is basically that Victoria, there's nothing really up there. Victoria's just keeping my secret, and I always thought that it was a funny line, and I don't know if it's been done by somebody else, but I've been saying this forever. I looked online, I didn't see any joke with it, so. I realized that kind of coming out of nowhere to say that doesn't fit. It's not like, okay, random. She's got small boobs, but I also have small boobs to go with my very large ass. So
large A.
It's a very large A to go with my TV.
Your TV?
My TV.
I want to watch TV tonight.
Oh,
can I turn
please.
On the TV?
It's just a rerun. You don't need it. It's been seen before.
Don't sit too close to the TV. You'll ruin your eyes.
Gonna rot your brain with all that TV.
Man, I've seen this one already.
That was the rerun joke that I just said.
I know, I just said it differently. Hey, you're...
I'm lobbing them at you, and you're just bunting.
Trust me, of the two of us, you're the bunt.
Oh, we're so adorable.
What are you doing? Don't unscrew the microphone.
I didn't know. I didn't realize it was screwing off. What a high-tech thing we got here. I didn't realize that it screwed off. Was it making noise?
Yes, it's making
noise. Sorry, I can't hear. I don't know.
Well, that's why I'm wearing the headphones.
So anyways, this Victoria's Secret joke, it came to me yesterday, and I did it, and it actually really worked, and I think it's my new joke. It's, there's really nothing going on up here. It's just Victoria keeping my secret. Secret being that I store it all in the trunk, and I proceed to turn around and show my tuchus to the audience. It took us by surprise.
You know what I think? Honestly, just hearing it right now, I think it might sound better if you go, Victoria's keeping my secret. The secret is, instead of being, because being, that B is a plosive sound. It kind of stops the rhythm, and you got to go ing. But if you say, the secret is, it kind of flows.
Is, better. Yeah.
Try saying it like
all
that.
Right. All right.
The secret is.
The secret is, I store it all in the trunk.
Yeah.
Bam! Bam. And it's like the junk that's in my trunk.
Yes,
boops.
You got quite the junk in your trunk. So, yeah, and the joke worked last night. It was very good. And yesterday, actually the day before, the night before, we had just done our first show, and we were in bed, and we were watching Louis C.K.'s new HBO special. We only caught the second half, but it was hilarious if you haven't seen it.
What a killer, dude. What a freaking
so
killer.
So fucking good. And, you know, I watch, and as good as a comic as I know I am and I think I am and I see myself becoming, you know, you should always be growing in comedy. I look at Louis C.K., I'm like, fuck. He he did two bits, at least two that I saw, with premises that I had had, like an idea, like, oh, that's interesting, but how would I make that funny? And then Louis's like, blam, this is it. And it's the most obvious thing when you think about it. I'm like, fuck, he is so goddamn good.
So I think what's amazing is the idea that he comes out with a new hour every hour.
Well, not quite, but like every year or so he comes out with an all new hour. It's amazing. I mean, honestly, if I had that kind of steady work like Louis, where I can go on the road as often as I want and work, I'm just saying, like any good comic can go out there and with enough stage time every day can
plenty
pound
of comics
out.
That I know that go out and they constantly go out, but they don't write new hours every. Well, they basically,
but
they
they're
take...
not. Nobody's under pressure to. Nobody that we know is under pressure to come up with a new HBO hour every year. Like honestly, it's Louis C.K. when he was around, Carlin. Maybe Dane Cook, Bill
Burr.
Yeah,
but from what I've seen, it doesn't seem like there was like a behind this something that I saw of him. It didn't seem like there was any pressure at all. He's like,
No, but
I mean,
I'm saying
like,
when he has the option to do an HBO special every year or so when he wants to, you know? So, and I'm sure he does, as any comedian would. You get a good now or you want to put it out there and move on. But that's the thing. He does that. He has that option. We don't. If God willing, you know, I'm going to have that option to have to do a new hour every 2 years, like Chris Rock would do or whatever, I would be coming up with completely new material all the time. And my point is, going out as often as Louis did, he has that avenue, that resource to come up with a new time in a pretty fast manner. Although he does have a lot on his plate, what with the show and all. My point is, it was a brilliant show. And I kind of was falling asleep in that mindset, like, okay, I want to come up with new stuff that's more, you know, relevant, that's more above what I normally do. And I came up with this, and we were in bed together, and I literally popped my head up and took out the notepad, and I started writing down.
And I heard you go,
yeah. And I just, I had that idea. And
you, like, elbowed me in the face. I don't know if you realized that, by the way.
I?
Yeah.
Not last night, the night before. Last night I elbowed you in the face because I don't like you. The night before.
I think no, it was last night, actually.
Yeah, I think, yeah. But the other, and then I turned to Alex, and I said, is this funny? And I read it off to you, and you go, yeah, I think that's funny. So last night, Allison tried a brand new joke, and I tried this brand new chunk that actually worked. And I was that's the best fucking feeling. The best feeling is not only when you come up with something new that you're excited about, but it works the first time out. You're like, yes, there is something here, and now that I have that foundation, I can stack more onto it because I know that at the very least I have these laughs that I know will work. It's like it's like the analogy I tell you about, like a circus tent. Like how an act is, you have your tent poles, your secure, solid, you know this is going to get a laugh. And those in between the two poles, like where the tent might dip, you have the options to try a bunch of stuff. And you know that you still have that pole here that you can get that solid laugh on and not lose a crowd on a dead premise. So it was a very exciting moment. And I think, and it's funny because we're both driving home and I'm like, oh, that quantum... theorist joke worked, and you're like, ah, oh, my junk in the trunk joke worked, and we both kind of were like, this is a fucking good night.
It was
good, baby.
And I realized something else too, like just from this last couple of weeks when I've been getting a little braver with the talking stuff, and Flip actually had given me the kind of nudge to get on stage with no guitar, like there was a chance to do a quick spot, and I was able to get up with no guitar.
Yeah, do you remember what you said?
Huh?
Yeah, I come up, this was at Flappers, yeah, a couple of weeks ago. And I was hosting the Pro-Am show, and somebody didn't show up, and you were able to, and, you know, I asked, and you were able to do the time, and I said, do you want to go up and do 6 minutes? And you go, well, I don't have my guitar. And I said, I know. And you kind of looked, and you smiled a little bit, and nodded your head, and said, okay. It was a very cool little moment.
Yeah, just, well, because I realized that there was no way I would have been able to before because I had no ideas or premises that were going in between my songs. So now that I've written stuff in between, I knew that I could fully remove that and just, instead of doing a song to explain the premise, I would just explain the premise and then go into the joke. So in knowing that, I tried something last night. It was funny, I was saying this to you. I have a song about masturbating, which is hit or miss. But if I catch a right crowd, like a dirty crowd.
Which is how you describe masturbating anyway.
You know, I don't miss.
That's very true.
All I do is
How did your master rate go? Oh, I missed.
I tried. I was way off.
Didn't happen.
But I gotta get better aim. But the idea that the song, it's hit or miss. For a good crowd, it really hits. But this particular crowd we were doing last night, I had done half of them before. Half of them had seen me before. So I didn't want to repeat the same exact set from last time. I wanted to include some of my newer ones. But I still wanted to touch on the issue. And I thought, what if I were to just take the stuff that's going around the masturbate song and try to just say that, just on its own, and then end the premise there and go on to another song. And I remember you had initially said, I don't think it's going to work, but I didn't like explain what part of the jokes I was going to do. I just kind of said that I was going to talk about it, and you didn't remember that there was an actual beat right in there. emphasis on the word beat. Sorry for talking about masturbating.
I married a Catskill comic.
I married a Catskill comic.
We
I
married both married, I married Catskill comics.
I married two Catskill comics in one. So in any regard, the idea that it worked on its own, I'm realizing I can get brave and not necessarily do the songs at all. Just talk about the premises that the songs talk about and do the little jokes that are around it. Like, I could very well, if for every song that has a beat of another joke with it, before it, after it, whatnot, I could just remove the song entirely and just talk about the things around it. I really think that for every beat joke that I've got, I could do that. And I might have like a 10 minute talking set.
You will have a 10 minute, and soon you're going to have a 15 and then 20. And then before you know it, the guitar is going to be just the last 10 minutes of your act, maybe.
Yeah.
Which I think it'll be better for you, because you'll be a stronger comic, you'll have grown more, and I think it'll be better for your bookings, because you can, you know, we just don't like too much dirty stuff. You're like, all right, I have a couple of edgy PG-13 songs and then a PG-13 act.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll be able to get into more rooms.
Or if they're like, hey, this is a strip club you're performing at, would you dig out your dirty stuff?
And then you
could
do that too.
Oh, you do songs? Holy shit. Yeah, please do this. Okay, I'll do a song set then.
You've always got to challenge yourself. With anything, not just comedy, with any profession. Am I right, listeners? Whatever you might do is your joke.
You're right, Flip.
Thank you, lady in our room. Could you tie her back up, please?
You haven't given me my one piece of rice today.
Honey, could you give her the rice?
She's like a Jewish in New York. She's like, why am I?
I like how, too, you're moving the microphone away from your mouth and doing this.
I'm trying to make it seem like I'm at the side of the room.
It's funny how our hostage sounds just like Allison.
With a slight New York accent.
You're so retard-tastic. How long are you going to wear your ponytail to the side of your head, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Till the phase is over. I think it's going to stay for a while, because I do have to say, there was a time when I was trying to grasp onto the last bit of my 20s right before I turned 30. I mean, for any agents out there, I'm still 22. What are you talking about? My face.
You still look young. We both still look young.
I know, I'm a baby face.
My gray hair.
But I was going to say, right before I turned 30, I wore my hair in little baby pigtails to go with my hair down every day, like most of it down, little tiny pigtails on the sides. And it was cute, but it was definitely very adolescent. It looked like I was getting ready for grade school. Like I was, it was what I was going for. Now what I'm going for is like a Three's Company Suzanne Summers 80s, 70s fucking side hair, rock out, retro love. But yet she was an adult, and so I don't...
Yeah, but that was back in the 70s.
And so...
And...
Here's the other thing. Because I'm a little heavier than I used to be, it's important, since my face is still kind of, like, skinny, for me to get my hair to be kind of like a fuller hair to go with my fuller body. I don't know, it kind of, like, rounds out my face more. Yeah, because if I have my hair in like a straight back look, like, let's say if it's like a back ponytail, then it looks like from straight on that I'm just a head, you know. I don't have like, there's no fullness of hair around me.
I like it when your hair is down, but not like straight and like wavy.
You see, that's probably the way I hate my hair the most. It's just, it's down. I look like an older woman. I look like I'm in my 40s or like 45 because I have like that naturally wavy hair that older women get done.
That turns me on. 45, 50-year-old women.
Jesus Christ.
Like semi-retired. They have a nice 401k. You know, I think there's a lot of places. But they also like Murder, She Wrote. That kind of shit turns me on, baby.
I think there's a lot of places in our hometown where there's plenty of women that would love a nice Jewish man with a diploma.
I have a diploma.
I know.
So, whatever we're getting, we're really talking about the most mundane shit. You know what's for dinner right now?
Garbage.
Like, just Taco Bell, just crap.
No, Taco Bell's real food.
What?
Taco Bell is late night, I'm fucking stoned and hungry food. Exactly, but you're actually talking about food. It'd be funnier to say, if you know what's for dinner? Nothing. We're starving you all.
Well, nothing would be no content. This is content. It's just fast food.
It's garbage.
Exactly. That's why I said Taco Bell.
It'd be funnier if we were like rifling through the garbage and we're eating like shoes, like a goat would. That's what's for dinner. Tin cans and newspapers.
Whenever you do, whenever you try to do a punchline, you go yes. New York. You go Skippy.
I don't do full. That's only when I'm dirty. Do my Skippy.
But like you have a very very balanced dialect, if you will. But when you go, but then we're eating tin cans over here.
We're eating tin cans. It's more fun
your
to
shtick,
be that way.
You're a Catskill comic.
I am a Catskill comic in my deep soul.
You're a Cunstill comic. Exactly, honey. You are a cunt. You are skilled in your cunt. You are a Cunstill comic. A deep breath.
Do you remember that day when Skippy wasn't able to come to the studio and we had Skippy's sister? We had Skippy's cousin or cuntson.
What was her name?
Slappy Green.
Slappy?
I think it was Slappy.
Yes, I vaguely remember
that.
We
should get the two of them on a show together.
Are we really going to do this? Speaking of, by the way, again, it's not going to matter in when you guys hear this, but Skippy is actually headlining tonight at Fulton's. I can't be here. This is what's fun. We've been telling people for the past two nights. If you guys want to check out Allison and Flip again, Flip unfortunately has to go back to LA on Sunday. Allison will be there, but we've got Flip's mentor, an old one of the filthiest, oldest comics in the business. Skippy Green will be there. And you hear me going, wow, you got Skippy. I love him. He's one of my mentors. So it's fun creating this illusion, you know?
Our promoter, Danny, was giving out flyers for the show where people had just seen Flip. Mm-hmm. And just to see what they would do, he's like, look real closely at that picture. And they would look real closely and nothing. They would just walk off. They really have no idea.
Yeah, it's fun. There's an attitude with that permeates from Skippy, I guess, both on film and on stage, where unless you know already or are really just keen, it's pretty hard to tell.
There's a few things that permeate off of...
Really? You're going to go there again, too?
You know what? I'm not even going to talk anymore.
No, I love you. It's just... Like every time there's an opening.
So if I were to, and let's just turn that around. If there's ever an opening, first of all, I'm not going to go for the obvious joke.
I set you up just to see if you do that.
I'm not going to go for the obvious joke, but anytime you're the exact same way.
No, I'm not.
You pun every moment.
Yeah, but see, I'm funny. I'm kidding. Honey, look, this is ball busting. You know that. You're funny. You know I love you, and you know I think you're very funny.
I'm going to bust your balls right up into your throat via your internal. It's going to take the inside trip.
As long as I get to still watch TV. Tight vagina.
Oh, my tight.
Your tight vagina.
I didn't catch your own call.
You're like, shit. Watch TV? What are you talking about? Oh, my joke. Thank you. I think that actually could work for a banter. Like, just when you, if we could come up with something where you talk about.
You could just say something like, oh, you have nice boobs, babe. And I'm like, you're like, you have nice full boobs. And I go, they're not full. They're like a B minus. They're just pretending to be a B.
No. What we said earlier was you go like, you know, I have Bs. I have small B's, and I go, and I could go, yeah, but you got a pretty wide V.
Well, you have a pretty big V.
A pretty big V, and then you go, my V is not big. It's actually it's quite T. I have a TV, and I could go, that's why I love watching TV. Unfortunately, there's nothing on, or you know, or whatever awkward pun we could ride with that.
I'll be like, yeah, but the only thing that you like to watch is freaking and something really boring.
Oh, no, wait. Then we could tag it
with... The only thing you like to watch is Matlock.
No. I think then we could tag it with... of course, the TV's better when you have cable in there.
Oh, God, shut up.
It's good, though.
It's kind
of
good.
It's, I think... To the people listening, you're hearing the genesis of a bit.
Yeah, but you can't watch cable unless I got my dish in.
Okay, we don't want to beat it to death.
Oh, shut up. A diaphragm joke?
Is that what you meant?
Well, yeah. Oh, diaphragm's a dish.
Oh, I didn't.
Now we can't have kids because I've got the dish network in.
But how, if we're relating all of this, trying to do all the innuendos for television, how is having, I'm being genuine. How is having kids a television-related sexual innuendo pun?
You were just talking about cable,
yes,
putting cable in, meaning your penis.
Yes, cable in the TV.
Yes, in the TV.
Your TV's much better when there's cable in it.
And then I say, well, and now we don't have to worry about kids because I got the dish network.
What does kids have to do?
Because it means that the diaphragm stops sperm from going in.
I know what
in.
A diaphragm does. By the way, I'm yelling this in a hotel room. But but what I'm saying is, you know, putting cable in the TV, yes, I'm talking about my penis in your vagina, but that's also can be said something to mean television. I'm putting cable in the TV. And you say, and we won't have kids. That having kids has nothing to do with watching television.
And we don't need to use rubbers because I got the dish network in.
Rubbers has nothing to do with the TV either.
We don't have to...
The dish thing does not... It's funny in of itself, but it does not work in the flow pattern.
I think that
joke.
It could if we could figure out a way to make it.
Well, you can't right now. You're everything...
Because I'm on the spot. Will you stop it?
I'm just... No, we're working out a bit. I'm just
saying... Yeah, no, but then you immediately say no. Remember, the game of improv always means yes. Move it forward.
Yeah, but we're not improvising. We're coming up with a bit.
I'm improvising the bit.
But it's not working in the constraints of the bit. In the constraints of the bit. It's okay. What are you looking at me like that for?
What about if we were to avoid the parental guide by putting in the dish network?
Too much of a stretch.
Shut up! Why is it too much of a stretch? We're talking about my tight vagina.
You're right. There is not a stretch down there. See, that was funny.
Shut up.
Now you're telling me to shut up when I say that's funny. Allison has a very uncanny, really bad habit
of Tourette's.
If I tell her something's nice or you look nice, she'll just go, she'll cry and go, shut up.
And no, but I won't say shut up in a mean way. I just go, yay, math. And I'll like just say it cute.
Which is not what I want to hear, which is why I don't tell you very nice things, because you keep telling me to shut up.
I don't mean it as shut up, and you know that.
But you say shut up.
I don't. I Google it out.
You just said you say shut up.
I say it, but in a cue, I go, shut your mouth.
But you say that enough. I'm going to...
It's almost like an old Southern woman going, oh, shut your mouth, girl. Like, oh, you're so sweet.
Every now and then,
oh,
would
you
be
just
fine.
Hush your mouth.
But how about saying thank you?
I do say thank you. God, you're so mean. You're making it seem like I don't say thank you.
Well, I mean, like, when you give you a compliment and you go, like, oh, shut up or shut your mouth.
Oh, why, you're making it seem like I say it so much. The cadence of my voice is so much sweeter.
But you still say shut up.
Oh, my goodness. Flipper McGee.
And then another thing, if I ever say you're wrong and I prove that you did or said something wrong.
I just make fart noises.
What noise do you make if I say, that's what you do. Allison cannot admit. It's very rare. She'll go, you were right. I was wrong.
That's not true. I've been doing it a lot more recently.
Oh.
I've been doing it a lot more
thank
recently.
Thank you thing, I'll give you.
Why
you
do we always fight on
you.
The podcast?
I'm not, no, we're not fighting.
Yeah, we are.
This isn't fight. We're just talking about a relationship, too. This podcast, by now, you should know how this works. We talk shop, we talk comedy, and the show might veer into... We're not talking about personal shit. We're going to change the subject now.
No, we just... I always feel like there's always a battle between you and me on these shows. There doesn't have to be a freaking battle. We were coming up with a funny idea, and then you kept just you know, blue-balling me every time. Well, I was, like, moving towards something.
The only reason we got into this little sidetrack is because you said the stretch thing, and you said, oh, it's not really a stretch, it's my TV. And I laughed. I said, that was funny. And you go, shut up!
Because this whole time, we've been sitting here trying to figure out the other. I think Dish Network could be funny. I should have to figure out the right way to say it. We have to wiffle ball it. I thought this is the guy who says a wiffle ball, which means that...
My wiffle ball theory of comedy. Since, for those who don't know, I've always had this... I love analogies. I'm like the king of analogies when I try to explain something. And one of them is when you're trying to write a joke... Or when I would try to write a joke, I would have a premise, and for whatever reason, the joke just wouldn't work. You know, like the setup wasn't right, or I couldn't find a short enough punchline, or blah, blah, blah. And I look at that idea, that premise, kind of like a wiffle ball. You know, the wiffle ball, it has, like, all the holes in it. And the joke is, the punchline is at the center of the wiffle ball. And what you could do if you try to get to the center of the ball through one hole that doesn't work, you come back out, you look at the wiffle ball from a different angle, you try another hole. And eventually you should find your way to the punchline. And if you can't right away, put the wiffle ball on the shelf and come back to it later when you have a little more experience under your belt.
And that's what I feel about Dish Network. I think it could be funny. So we could wiffle ball it, but no.
Punk. What? We've been wiffle balling it. Allison's at the window right now. She's taking her medicine. Yes, so tonight should be interesting. Back to, I think, an original thought, which was that Skippy is going to be doing a headlining set tonight. About 45 minutes, which I, as Skippy, have not done in a very long time. And we brought the entire multimedia setup with Skippy now. There's videos and there's songs, and I have a projector and a screen, and there's PowerPoint. So it's very exciting. It's really cool seeing how this character is kind of coming into its own and really developing into something very special that I'm very, very proud of. And we just got a little more time to kill before we're going off to the shizzo. You're right there?
Yep, I'm good.
Sound like a trucker trying to take a shit. So anything else you want to talk about? This could be a short show, baby. This could just be... It's
we
a spontaneous...
just talk.
About what? What else do you...
Everything.
What's on your mind? Well, that's good. Please yawn right into the microphone.
I would like to talk about cheese. You know, back in my day...
Yes, back in your day. What is it, sir?
Cheese we used to suck straight from the cow's nipple. We would leave the cow in the sun for a few days.
I'm just letting you go.
And then we would put the cow in a cottage. And the cheese would become lumpier. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
good call on the cheese, honey.
I don't know.
Okay, let's see. Come up with a cheese joke right now. I'm going to put you on the spot. Come up with some, like, it doesn't have to be hilarious, just some kind of setup and release about cheese.
You know what I think's real Gouda about cheese? When you're up in the Swiss Alps and you start gorgonzola-ing down a river.
What?
Gorgonzola-ing. You know, like with the guy with the... I don't know what I'm talking about.
You mean a gondola?
Yeah, but that was the joke. Gorgonzola.
I know my joke had nothing to do with that, but it was a joke.
Okay, a joke about cheese. A joke about cheese.
We'll give you 10 seconds to
and it
to
can't
think
just, can it be dirty or not dirty?
Whatever you want.
No, don't give me 10 seconds.
No, I'm giving you 10 seconds to think about it, and then you got to say something in 10 seconds. So 10 seconds. Okay, 10 seconds.
Why does the smelliest of all cheeses have the sexiest of all names? Limburger? That sounds good. Like, I would eat a Limburger right now. Like it would have lettuce and icicles and mayo. I don't know. Limburger.
And arms and legs. It's a Limburger.
I was supposed to be doing the joke here. Stop one-upping me.
It was good, though. You had something.
Until you had to fucking lowball me and come through with your...
Well, because you're staring at me like, is that good?
No, I wasn't staring at you like that. I was just staring at you and I was just speaking and thinking, but I was just using a slow burn.
Well, but the idea
Limburger's that... the sexiest sound of all the cheeses. Sounds like a really, really good hunk of meat on a bun. Like the Limburger. And lettuce. I was thinking of limb like it was going to stand for something, like lettuce. What's an I vegetable?
Igloo.
Iceberg. No, wait. What's another L word? God dang it. See, you can't give me 10 seconds. At least I came up with a premise.
All right, give me something, any kind of premise, and give me 10 seconds to come up with it.
Anything. Sandals.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Joke.
You know, it's funny. Moses wore sandals.
You can't talk about what my joke was last night.
What was your joke last night? Oh, about...
Okay.
Just because I happened to mention Moses and sandals and
well, that's what I said last night.
I don't know what I was about to talk about. The only thing that came to my mind is Moses wore sandals. I was just going to go there.
Okay. Moses right, wore sandals.
Jesus wore sandals. Jesus wore... They all wore open-toed shoes back then, really. There were all sandals and shit like that. Nobody ever... What do you think if Jesus was around, would he wear sneakers today? Just wearing Jesus sneakers? He would probably be a spokesman for, like, Nike. And it would say, just Jew it. All right, that wasn't good.
God, I thought my premise was at least going somewhere. I was like, where are we going?
I hit a wall.
Go ahead, give me another topic.
Ferris wheels. 10 seconds. 7, 6, 5... 4, 3, 2, 1.
I had never ridden on a Ferris wheel before, but I'm a big fan of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So I really was excited when we were going to go to Santa Monica because I thought that Matthew Broderick was going to be in every cart. You're welcome.
Wow.
What?
It was, nothing. No, that was.
That was kind of a funny idea.
It's kind of a funny idea, yeah.
Like, I had never been on a Ferris wheel before. I didn't know what the fuck it was, but I'm a big fan of the movie. And I go specifically because I think I'm going to meet Ferris Bueller in every cart.
Okay, we got to end this on a good laugh.
What?
We got to end the show on a good laugh.
No, we don't. When have we ever needed to do that?
I feel like I owe it.
We've been laughing the whole time. I hate you. Every time I speak, it's like, you're not funny.
I know. Not 10 minutes ago, you did the stretch joke. I said, that was funny, and you told me to shut up.
But now you're telling me that we have to end it on a good laugh.
Do you think that was, like...
How many shows have we ended with metaphysical talk? How many shows have we ended with inspirational talk?
Okay. Inspirational, metaphysical
I think that that our audience would think that it was funny that we were coming up with random ideas and then seeing how fast our little fileman brains could work.
All right, give me another one.
See? You're such
Okay.
By the way, I almost said the infamous word of the week, and I almost lost $100. But I didn't say it because I caught myself.
Good. You're learning.
I will let everybody know.
Well, you can't if you say
it. I'm not going to say it. Oh. I'm going to give a hint.
Well.
If I talk about my rear end at all, in any facet, where I use the word that begins with B or the word that begins with P in regards to what is made in that region.
Peanut butter.
You're so stupid.
You say the
somehow I heard it. Like, I don't even know how I heard it. I had no headphones in. But if I say those words in the next 3 days before Wednesday at 2 o'clock, then I don't win money. I don't know you. I don't think that was the bet.
That was the bet.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You owe me $100 if you say it. It's not just, oh, you don't win the money. How's that fun for me?
So, okay. So I will lose this money if I say those two words in any facet over the next. And I almost called you a P.
Well, then I would have won $100.
You would have won a B. A Benjamin, son. What? Better recognize all about them Benjamins.
You were so gangster.
Hardcore, son.
How come kids always want to be gangstas? How come no kid wants to be like a gangster? Like some kids hanging on the corner, like pinstripe suits with like fedora hats going, ma, did you see that chick over there? Her gans went all the way to heaven. Ma, see?
You know what a lot of gangstas don't realize?
Give me that hooch.
You know what housing your pants means or where they got it from?
Housing your pants?
You know what housing is? No housing idea. Would be when they let, let the jeans go down past their butt. So it's like, it's, you know, around their like upper thighs with their boxers and their,
yeah.
their
okay.
and their ass fully hanging out.
Yes.
So the idea that, excuse me, that people have done that because they learn it from jail. They think that it's cool because the guys in jail do it. And the guys in jail only do that because they're letting other guys in jail know that they are ready for sex. Like, it's supposed to be saying, like, I'm willing to be a bitch, in a sense. And it's almost like a signal without a signal. And it, you know, I mean, you'd get things for that. So, you know, it's like the people who are willing to do it for money or for, you know, cigarettes or whatnot, that's what they do. So all these kids, they're, you know, showing their asses, thinking that, oh, I'm so hardcore, I'm like the guys in jail. But they don't realize they're really saying, stick it in,
they're
boys.
Gonna, they're going to, they think they're hardcore, but they're going to get it hard in their core.
So anyway,
That's interesting. How do you know that?
Because it's the truth.
But how did you find that out?
Multiple facets, but I found out online at some point. I'm trying to remember where exactly, but like somehow found out online. And then funny, when we were in Grand Canyon, and that sweet older couple that was doing karaoke in front of us.
That had their pants down and
going. No, that, yeah, exactly. No. They saw another kid that had their pants down. And the lady said to me, she goes, why do they have their pants down? You know, I learned somewhere that they do that because they're trying to signal in jail that they're ready. And I was like, and the little old lady from the middle of nowhere town in Fresno. I mean, not in Fresno, in Arizona totally knows this. There's like.
I guess I'm out of the prison lingo.
See, since I've been to prison.
You have been to prison.
Actually, no, that sounds terrible. I've been to a freaking holding cell.
Yeah.
Because I'm a gangster. Mwah, same, mwah.
Yeah, it's funny. Allison and we had a very different upbringing. Where, not that you were a bad kid or anything, but you definitely, you skipped school.
Mm-hmm.
You smoked weed.
Oh, yeah.
You did
some. That didn't stop.
But you also did some other illicit drugs when you were younger.
Yeah, I mean, not much.
Not much, but more than I ever did. And I was such a goody. I didn't skip school once until senior skip day. And that was like the only time I ever skipped school. And
you were allowed to. It wasn't even like you were going against the law.
You weren't allowed to, but it's like, oh, it's senior skip day. Don't expect any seniors to show up today.
You were allowed to. It's called senior skip day. How are you? What do you mean you're not allowed to?
It wasn't like a school mandated thing. It was an unofficial.
If you decided to skip, you skipped.
Yeah. But it's like teachers wouldn't be surprised if you weren't there as a senior. A senior skip day. Flip's not here. Well, he's a senior. So, you know, we'll mark him absent. He skips school, but it's senior skip day kind of thing.
You're allowed to. It's like a holiday within the school.
But it's not like it didn't count against me.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is what you're defending. Sweetie, you didn't break a law. You didn't go against what something was supposed to be. It counted against you, sure, because it counted as an absence. But it count against you? Like, you're making it seem like
I meant in school.
Yeah, but you weren't demoted. You were just taken off of one day of perfect attendance.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's not really counting against you. It just means if you wanted attendance. Oh, gosh. Kids that had perfect attendance, I felt sorry for.
I did, too. Like,
how did you have to be here every day if you were sick, if you were not?
Exactly. If I was sick, I didn't go to school. Like, really sick.
Well, also, you spread shit to other people. It's not nice of you to do that.
Exactly.
No, but I want people to know, because it sounds spooky that I went to jail. I was only in a holding cell because I got caught with a very tiny piece of pot in Florida. I mean, something that was no bigger than the size of a thumbnail. And they threw me in jail.
Yes, they did.
You know, Flip.
What?
Every time I talk about a story, you always roll. If you've heard it before, or many times before, you roll your eyes at me.
Excuse me. Not 10 minutes ago when I went into wiffle ball, you literally went and got up.
I gave you wiffle ball, and then you were like, I'll take over now.
You still rolled your eyes and put your head back. Like, oh, God. So I just did that kind of in response when you did the wiffle ball.
You know.
But I didn't call you out about doing that, did I?
Because you were in your story.
You see, you can't just say, you're right, I'm sorry.
I didn't actually roll my eyes, though. I just got up and went to the window. I just didn't care that you were talking about it. But I didn't go visibly like, oh, this is so annoying, the wiffle ball thing.
That's a lot. No, you went like this. You rolled your eyes and like put your head back. I can't do it because there's a headboard behind me, but you know what you did. It's okay.
If I did that.
There was no need to apologize because
I didn't mean to come across like that.
Well, I'm just saying I wasn't going to say anything, but the fact that you just said that.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm sure our people just absolutely love to hear us talk together.
We're very
what's annoyed the all the time.
We're married.
We're like the most annoyed people.
I don't know how other marriages are, because I've never been married. And this, Allison knows, this is the longest relationship I've ever been in, about 4.5 years now. You get to a point to where you know the other person's stories they're always going to tell. I know your epic story. I know your jail story. I know your acid story. I know this. I know everything when you talk about pot. Well, this does this and this does this. And I'm like, I know, but I'm just going to pretend I haven't heard it, or just smile and kind of. That's what. And you know mine. You know my repeating stories. You know my 30 night stories. You know my fucking last comic story, whatever stories. You know, my ex.
I'm yawning stories. Right now as you're talking.
See?
I'm like, ugh.
I know when you're about to tell a story and go into a bit.
Maybe it's because I set myself up to do a tap dance at the same time. And I like to tap dance while I tell stories.
So my point is, like, in a marriage, you know the other person's story they always are going to tell. And either you just put on that smile and go, all right. And just, yeah, that's great. And the person's laughing, nudging you, going, it's great. And you're just like, yeah, heard it a lot. Or you just kind of go, fuck, and walk away and make you feel. Or you go, you're going to tell that one again? And everyone's going to go, wow, that's a little awkward. So, but at this point, since we know each other's stories so much on these shows, when we do this podcast. See?
Are you still talking?
Just threw a pillow at her. All right, why don't we close this up now, babe, because we got to start getting ready for the show.
No, so, we don't.
Yes, we do. Well, I'm hungry, too. I want to have something to eat.
You're going to eat the rest of that thing?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, Jesus. You yawn right in the fucking microphone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to remember, people are listening.
I can't hear it. I don't have a thing in.
I understand that, but you do feel that microphone right in front of your mouth, don't you?
What are you talking about?
Stop blowing the microphone.
What are you talking about?
Willis.
What you talk about, Phillips?
As you guys, I'm sure you know, you can always check us out at
DirtyGuitarGirl.com or at Allison Comedy on Twitter, which I'm trying to pretend like I do more.
Dude, you should be tweeting more.
You notice I said pretend.
I did, and I wasn't going to call attention to it. And also, what's coming happening August 20th.
Sorry. I tried to make a funny noise. It didn't work. August 20th, Epic is coming to DVD. Oh, yeah. Go and get it.
Go get Epic, because you can hear Allison as the little leaf kid. Right?
I am not a leaf kid. I'm a flower kid.
I'm sorry, flower kid.
But I'm a boy. It's so fun. I have a blue petal hat.
You will see.
I can't wait till I can get that on DVD, which I'm going to get the first day, like August 20th. I'm going to get it for your father's birthday. I'm going to do it for your father's birthday.
See, you're so kind. I'm going to buy me my movie for your dad's birthday.
Well, I just remembered August 20th is your dad's birthday. Anyway, shout out. Yay, so, Stitch.
Yay.
And then I was going to say I'm going to take the little still shot of my sweet little baby bear character, and I'm going to put it on my Facebookle.
Well, there you go. And, of course, guys, you know, flipisfunny.com, at Flip Schultz on Twitter. Pick up all my albums on iTunes. And if you want to get 30 Nights of Paranormal Activity, also available on iTunes and Redbox and Amazon and all that, I'd appreciate it. It's a fun little movie. And until next week, guys, thank you so much for coming out and hanging out with us here in Fresno in our hotel.
Oh, yes, Fres, yeah, baby.
We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.